This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obviously, with this being the last year of the stadium, the Erie County, the Bills, they've made some of the seats available and some of the other things with the stadium available for purchase for fans before they officially tear it down. Just would you be interested in buying a seat from the stadium as it is right now?
Of course I would.
At what price would you be comfortable paying for that?
We've been tailgating here for 35 years and basically paid an average of about $100-$120 a ticket. So I guess when you put the fee on top of that, you have to at least add two-thirds to that, I would think. So I don't think it's a matter of me being comfortable. I think it's a matter of what the market will bear. And unfortunately, the Pagulas and all the other stakeholders in the area have to get with the times. God rest his soul, the statue over there, Ralph Wilson. He's the kind of guy that kept the prices down. He kept the lead together and he made a lot of things happen. And now that there's so much demand, it's really hard to say. So basing this interview on what I'm comfortable with and what somebody else might be with, I mean, I would rather pay $100. If I have to pay three, then so be it. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, some of those seats right now are in the $500, $600 range. Is that comfortable for you, or is that maybe a little out of your range?
It's fine for me because I'm a business owner, but my brother, who works in used to work in a shipping receiving department, or just a regular guy making under $100K a year, that's rough. I mean, it's tough, but we shouldn't just pick on Orchard Park. I mean, it's like this, and we've had it really good for a long time. Okay, we've watched Jim Kelly and all the greats play here, and we've paid very little to watch them, so that's the unfortunate reality.
Where, if you did buy a seat, where do you already have a spot in your house or wherever it is that you would put those seats in?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty, the new stadium, any seat was good. We sat on the 48-yard line for 30 seasons, seven rows up from right from the bench. So, I mean, I've been spoiled in that regard. So do I think I'll have those same seats? Probably not. I don't have that kind of money, but I'm just happy to be here and support the Buffalo Bills and the community. And
if it's not the seats, what is it from maybe from Highmark Stadium, the current stadium, that you maybe would think about buying and keeping as a keepsake before it's torn down?
Oh, I see where you're going. Oh, from the old stadium?
Yeah.
Something that can't be damaged by water or fire, and that's the memories that I already have, and you can't erase those from me. Although you can get dementia when you get older, and I heard these things go sideways, but right now I have a lot of memories. And we have a 92-year-old that we tailgated with down at the Wyndham Church. We lost him just under a year ago, and in his memory we're actually attempting to acquire the property. And that's part of the reason why we're in Orchard Park here today, so we can carry on his memory. He's a Korean War vet who actually has one of his flags just down by City Hall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dimitri, obviously it's a special year here at the current Highmark Stadium, the final season here before they move on over to the new Highmark Stadium. One of the big things that they're doing with the new, with the current stadium, though, is they're selling the seats. I mean, what are you comfortable with in terms of, if you were thinking about buying seats from the stadium, what would you feel comfortable
with? Yeah, yeah, the seats, I don't know if I would probably purchase a seat. I think I probably like one of like the Hall of Famer signs that are around there, like Thurman Thomas or the Bruce Smith or something like that. That would be pretty neat if I could buy one of those. Obviously, that would be a lot of money. Again, like, you know, I'm not the richest guy in the world either. But yeah, if I could, you know, wheel and deal a price with them, that would be great for like one of the, you know, the Hall of Famer signs and stuff. But for a seat, you know, $100, $200, I think that's pretty fair to say. I don't know if they're going to go for that price. But yeah, if you, you know, a season holder like, you know, me and my brother were in coming for, you know, 30-something odd years, you know, I think $100 or $200 would be a reasonable price to take one of the seats away. But I think I would still take one of the signs or, you know, someone like that, like one of the Hall of Famer signs around there, and put it down in the man cave or something like that, right?
Yeah, so some of these seats are going for like $500-$600 range. Is that a bit too steep then for you?
Well, it depends. Like, if you've been coming here for your whole life and you've been sitting in that seat, you know, for the last 30-40 years, you know, I don't think you put a price on it, right? But you know, for someone that just wants some of the stadium just to have as a, you know, a keepsake and some history on it, then yeah, it should be reasonable for the people that can't really afford it, right? So yeah, I guess a couple $100 or $300 would be a reasonable price. But you know, you're looking $500-$600, the average person really, you know, can't really afford that, right? So, but yeah, I would say about, you know, $300 would be reasonable.
All right, yeah. Good. Anything else that you want to add?
No, it just, it's always been a blast coming here to Buffalo. Like I said, we're Canadians, so you know, our heart is here in Buffalo for the Buffalo Bills. So again, like, you know, we just want to win a Super Bowl in this stadium, and hopefully this happens, and then we can carry it on to the new stadium and make some more history.
Big year for the stadium, as it's the last year for obviously Highmark Stadium, and the team recently announced that they're selling a number of the seats for the for fans to be able to take with them before they decide to tear down the stadium. Well, not decide, they're tearing down the stadium before they move into the new stadium next season.
Right.
Does seats from the current stadium interest you at all?
It does, but I don't know that I'd buy them, because I think in reality the taxpayers paid for them already, so I don't know that I want to pay for them again,
yeah.
Although it would be a nice novelty to have.
What would be a comfortable price for you then in terms of, you know, if they were offered to you, what would you pay, be willing to pay?
Well, if they can get somebody to take them apart for like, you know, a nominal fee, $20, $25, $30, I'd do it. I don't know what they're asking for them. My guess is probably way too much. I'm not willing to do that, although it would be cool to have.
Yeah,
but the taxpayers already paid for that.
Yeah.
So
the price right now is, they're ranging from anywhere like $100, $150 to like $600.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not me. I'm not doing that.
If you did have a seat, do you have a place in mind, whether it's at your house or somewhere, that you would think to put that as Bills fan?
I have a man cave down in Texas. It's all Bills stuff, so it would fit right in there. No problem.
Nice. And if it's not seats, what is it from the current stadium that, you know, you're thinking, I mean, you said you were coming here for the game on Sunday. Right. What would it be that from the stadium here that you would think to take home with you and keep that from the stadium?
I'd like a big piece of the turf. That would be kind of fun. Or if they're cutting up the goalposts, I don't know that they're doing that, but that would be kind of fun too. But I would like, you know, make a, you know, 8x10 foot piece of turf would be cool. I'd put that in the man cave.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.
Jordan, obviously it's a big year at the current Highmark Stadium. It's the final season the Bills are playing there before they make the move to the new Highmark Stadium. And the team is selling some of the seats at the current stadium and making them available for Bills fans before they decide, you know, they tear it down before they move in. Is that something that interests you in particular and having that part of the kind of the keepsake of that stadium?
Personally, I no, but I think it's really cool for the locals here who are huge Bills fans that they would do that. I have a nice little man cave in my house, so I'm sure a lot of Bills fans would like to add a memorial like that to their collections. So.
How much would you be willing to pay for like a seat, something like that? I know right now the range is like $100, $150 to like $600. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
Few hundred maybe. Yeah, probably.
What is it about something like with a stadium like Highmark Stadium or whatever stadium that it kind of is cherishable and you want to have that keepsake and you know, bring it home and put it in your man cave or something?
Yeah, I think growing up loving sports, like going to football games with your dad and your family and stuff, those are really cool memories. So as the stadium goes away, I'm sure a lot of people are going to have those memories with their families at this stadium. So it'd be cool to, even though they got a nice, cool new one, it'd be nice to look at that and think of all the good times on the old one.
Yeah, absolutely. What is maybe something else that you could think from the stadium that you would personally want to take home if there's anything that you have in mind?
If there's a buffalo somewhere, maybe something like that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the stadium, but I have actually never been to a game. Oh, but I don't know, just looking around. Yeah, maybe something buffalo. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.